The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, as we peek in on the dysfunctional mess that is the Dallas Cowboys, it's nice to know that you play them on Monday night this week. You can hear that game right here on Sports Radio 610. 7:20 kickoff, pregame, Texans countdown Monday afternoon in the 4 o'clock hour. Seth and I have you for that. Here was Micah Parsons Sunday following the game. These were the comments that were sweeping the nation the last 2 days. This is Micah Parsons on the future of his head coach, Mike McCarthy.
You know, that's above my pay grade about if Mike is coaching again next year. But, you know, all coaching aside, coaching, you know, Mike can leave and go wherever he wants. But guys, I kind of feel bad for guys like Zach Martin and guys who might be on their last year on their way out, you know, because that's who I wanted to hold the trophy for. You know, you want to win games and do great things with those type of legends who put in more time and work than Mike McCarthy ever did. So those are the kind of guys that I have so much sympathy and hurt for.
Okay, so, and we know Micah tried to walk it back saying, hey, man, I was just trying to take up for my guys like Zach Martin. I didn't disrespect Mike McCarthy, all that. We don't need to play Micah on the podcast again.
The key part about that was just him saying that those guys had put in more work than Mike McCarthy ever did.
Ever did was the one that ever did, like there's a tone. But anyways, so here was Jerry Jones yesterday on our sister station, 105.3 The Fan up in Dallas. He goes on there, I believe, twice a week, Tuesdays and Thursdays. And he was asked about Micah's comments, and here's what he had to say.
I know that his deference, and I'm serious about this, this is a fact. It was not meant, no matter how it sounded, it was not meant as a critique of the coaches or the coach. It was meant as a concern for the veteran players, such as Zach Martin, that might not have that much more in their career left. And he is meant as a concern to them because they don't have the length of time to right the ship as much as a player like Mike or the younger players. That's how it was meant. There's no doubt in my mind it was meant that way. There's no gain. Mike does not feel, and Micah does not feel a lack of appreciation for, of all people, our head coach, Mike. Micah does. Getting my Micahs and Micahs messed up. But that's just not the case. I can tell you for a fact that is not the case. And I visited extensively with everybody involved here. That is not the case. It was an expression of being more concerned about a teammate.
Okay. Jerry got it. Brought everybody in. Did the investigation.
Yeah.
That's what
he found. I think I honestly, well, and he basically said what Micah should have said, which was like, yeah, it was. It was dumb the way I said it. All right. Yeah, we all do it, right? But Micah kind of lashed out at the media at large and somehow taking it out of context or whatever. No, you phrased it wrong. And I know, I'm guessing you probably wouldn't consciously want to try to throw your coach under the bus. Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think he would. I agree with everything Jerry. It's just funny that these are the fires they're having to put out right now.
Yeah, yeah, no, it's good. It's good. Yeah, there is just all kinds of drama. It's a matter of time. Sometimes it doesn't happen until the playoffs, but ever since the mid-90s, this is what happens. They collapse upon themselves.
Yeah, the other big thing, I listened to the whole interview. It's fun. Like, them getting Jerry Jones every week, he's like, it's very entertaining. The other big topic, this was more of a topic after the game on Sunday, between the Eagles and the Cowboys, a game in which the Eagles won 34-6, was the sunlight coming through the windows at Jerry World. You know, Jerry's been big on wanting that stadium to be an indoor stadium that feels like an outdoor stadium.
Right.
You know, that's
right.
The big thing.
Like they got into L.A. and all these new,
right.
newfangled stadiums.
Right, right. So the sun played a factor in that game, particularly on one play where it was in CeeDee Lamb's eyes. He couldn't see the ball. Just, you know, the ball falls to the ground in the end zone. Here was Jerry yesterday on the sunlight in his stadium.
Every venue has certain things that at certain ways and times in the contest can create an advantage. That really goes under the category of home field advantage. And so usually, and that's the case with us, that if there's a field, or in the case it's your home field, which it is of the Dallas Cowboys, it should be an advantage to the home team. So I don't want to adjust it for one reason, is because it is an advantage to us. Over the years, we've played 52 games that have anything to do with the time of year when that sun could be there, obviously eliminating night games and games where the sun is not wouldn't be involved. We've had 52 games. We've won the majority of them. But more important than anything, we know where in basketball, we know where the dead spots are on the floor. That's our advantage. That should be our advantage. We get to play there more, and we get to have it as advantage. It has been an advantage for us to know where the sun is. I don't want to change that.
God, that's so good.
These guys, you think these other guys have heard of Copernicus? You think they know how to calculate where the sun's going to be based on some kind of magical charts or gizmos? No. No. We know it's a like dead spots in a court or the location of the sun and its height in the sky on any year for the next 5,000 years. Yeah, we know
dead
that,
spots
Jerry.
On the floor are like a secret. The sun is a fiery ball in the sky that everybody can see.
And you're coming out of a game where that home field advantage botched it for CeeDee Lamb.
I guess,
you know, a lot of times, yeah, you might call a defense to the field, and you know the blitz is going to come from the field side or whatever. Yeah. More in college than, in high school. But yeah, I wonder if defensive coordinators up there have to kind of like they'll call a blitz to come from the sun side.
This stadium
well, yeah,
wasn't
you could,
built.
Totally could because you come from the sun side, and then the quarterback can't see the corner
don't
blitz.
Don't you back up this old man's contention that there's a dead spot called the sun for Cowboys. Boy State or Jerry World or whatever. It's not like they built this stadium in the offseason. Like, this thing's been around for like 20 years now, right?
Right. It's like, you know, with baseball, some of those old ballparks,
oh,
you know,
oh,
the sun's
now?
In their eye, but right, yeah, they had to build it between the rail yards and the slaughterhouse back in the day.
Right.
And they didn't quite plan for it. Where these days, yeah, you should think that Jerry Jones, his engineers, when they built that thing, would have heard of Copernicus themselves.
Oh, my God.
I might be a flat earther now. All these billionaires ignoring the basic curvature. Yeah.
Let's give you a little more Jerry Jones on sunlight.
Is this something that you think you have failed to capitalize on with a game plan? Do you need to game plan for this each and every week?
Well, we do. We basically do. We get big time reports where that sun is going to be during the course of a game. Kellen Moore knew about it. I'm sure he spent a lot of time. Their coordinator, who used to be here, I'm sure he spent a lot of time planning and thinking about where the sun was going to be. You should. And I've seen balls caught with the receiver looking back into the sun out there. I've seen balls dropped. I saw Jason Witten drop a ball. But I've sure seen a lot of opposing teams drop some balls, too. And so it's a part of it. One of the things that I'm emphasizing here is that we know that whether it's snow, rain, sleet, mud, we know that elements play a part of football. You play the game in the elements as long as it's safe for everybody concerned. And so you play it in the elements. This is our stadium's way of having elements.
Now he's making it sound like they planned it that way specifically.
He was saying Kellen Moore, who used to be their OC, who's now the OC for the Eagles, spent time game planning the Sun.
All right. Well, see, I guess you and I differ. I find it feasible that the Sun is very much a consideration. I do believe that. I just think that he's overstating the benefit of it, and also whether they've even, he can't even say for himself whether they've actually benefited from
you,
it or
you
not.
You think? No, he clearly said both teams get harmed. Like, it's not a benefit. Yeah. He's like, Jason Witten dropped some passes. I've seen opposing guys drop passes.
Yeah.
Well, then you and I are in agreement on, like, the fact that he's saying this is something that the Cowboys can game plan around. Like, the Sun is not going to move for you. You know,
by the end there, he had talked himself into that he was innovative in this regard, that he created a natural barrier or an element. Is that, you know, if they couldn't use the heat to their advantage, they'll harness the power of the Sun.
Okay.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where you and I differ is the part, I think, where, and confirm this for me, and you've been in game planning meetings more than I have, obviously. I think it's ludicrous to think that Kellen Moore spent more than 5 minutes thinking about the Sun at Jerry World this week Cowboys.
Well, you got to remember, it's Jerry's idea of what extensive time is.
Okay.
I don't know how much time Jerry puts into anything. So other than to say, hell yeah, sign that deal. Yeah. And then he fires his six guns in the air.
Yeah. Hey, what he did do, clearly he had somebody go find how many games they've played in the window.
Yeah,
the time window, not the actual literal window. The time window where the Sun would have been a factor. 52 games, and we've won a majority of those. Well, yeah, you won a majority of those because A, it's your home field, and B, you've been a good regular season team for most of that time.
Right, right.
I don't think it was the Sun that won games for you.
It does, but the other part too is it's only for a limited number of minutes during the game that it's actually shining in somebody's face.
Correct. Correct. Yeah, it's not there all 3 hours.
I'm guessing it comes into player discussion when the field is like that.
Mm-hmm.
The amount of time that people spend or have to spend trying to figure it out, I don't think it's probably all that great.
Yeah. Rex Ryan yesterday on, I think this was on First Take or Get Up, he had an interesting proposal. If Mike McCarthy, and we're going to see a lot of this if Colorado keeps winning, and if Shedeur Sanders, and if the Cowboys are in position to draft Shedeur Sanders.
Yeah.
But Rex Ryan had a proposal for the Cowboys yesterday.
In my opinion, like, how are you going to fix it? Well, I look at a couple of teams recently. All right, I look at the Lions. Who'd they hire? One of their former players.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Dan Campbell.
Yeah.
Okay. How about the Houston Texans?
Former
right
player.
Right down the road. Former player, one of their former players.
D'Amico Ryans.
D'Amico yep. Ryans. All right? I can see Aaron Glenn going to New Orleans next year. All right? Or the Jets. You know, a former player. All right? Deion Sanders may be in play here.
Deion Sanders to the Cowboys, Seth. Your thoughts?
I'm not going to count out Deion as a viable choice for any coaching position.
Doing a good job this year, man.
No, and honestly, with all the bluster and fanfare last year, obviously it was premature, but I think that with Deion, where people underestimate him is his ability to kind of practice tough love as a coach. I think they look at his recruiting tactics and all of that, and they, you know, you got to also recognize that, you know, with the same offensive line questions and everything that they had last year, he figures out a way to get the best out of guys.
I think if Deion hired two good coordinators, he could do a good job there. I think there could be the comp, I think, is Dan Campbell, because I don't think Deion's going to get into the he's not going to get down deep in the X's and O's on either side of the football. I don't think he's looking to call plays on defense or anything like that. I think it would be a Dan Campbell type thing where he's setting the culture, he's setting the vibe, he's establishing the energy. He's the one that's probably similar to D'Amico here and Dan Campbell there, that are kind of sniffing out getting the right kind of guys that they want.
Yeah.
I think that could work.
I'll tell you the other thing, too. You have this unique challenge in Dallas where you have an owner that brings and invites all the hoopla in. And Michael Irvin has pointed to that. I mean, he came right out and said it on Joe Buck's podcast, that there's just – it's so much extra pressure on a coach who's trying to maintain a certain level of professionalism because of all of that extra added nonsense. It's just really hard to operate, and I think – Deion might be the guy who's most capable because he actually invites that atmosphere himself.
He does.
So, you know, that might be the perfect person. The antidote to Jerry Jones is just more Jerry Jones.
Yeah. 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 I think it could work. I think it could work there.
I don't know about drawing the New Orleans connection with Aaron Glenn as a former player. I felt like that was a little bit specious by Rex Ryan there.
He played four games
the very last year of his career.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, how long was Dan Campbell with Detroit?
I don't think long, was he? I saw people up in arms about once the Sunday Night Football Twitter account did a side-by-side of D'Amico as a player in his Texans uniform and then on the sideline as a
same.
Coach. He looks healthier and fitter now.
Yeah.
He's like leaner. He looks exactly the same age but leaner.
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah.
But Lions fans were angry that they hadn't done it with Dan Campbell yet. They did. So they did, like an hour later.
Yeah, don't worry. He's going to get his equal time. All right, headlines. We'll hear from D'Amico Ryans, an update on Nico Collins as the Texans get ready for the Cowboys. How many people were watching on Sunday? Lots. We've got that for you. And we got some Astros updates for you as well. Some hardware for an Astro favorite. We've got that coming up in headlines next.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.